Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you the truth, people.
Well, you're certainly experiencing the kind of situation that is perfect for medication.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the SOP Radio Network and the Cowboy Wisdom Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you all for being here, and we're streaming this live on live stream as we speak. When you choose to open up and see your inner landscape, you open yourself out to a new paradigm. And something that I've had happen to me and happened today and yesterday is I opened up my chest area and my heart and created a big cavity in there for all my divine good to come into right here. What it also has done is it started a tingling and a tingling sensation of wealth down my back, down my spine. And that's my nerves, my emotions, carrying it to the rest of my cells and my DNA. Our DNA and subliminal landscape are as important as cleaning up, expanding out of there. But we always want to recode, redo this. And when you're redoing it, you're actually doing the same thing over again, which is the definition of insanity. When you choose to start encrypting a prosperity conscious code in your DNA will open out a new prosperity. And that's something I started on about 8 months ago for myself. That's about doing it in here and opening up the wealth that you have is in here. It's in your heart. And when you figure it out, the wealth you have, your money, everything is right in here. You can let go of the things out here. And that's something that I've really, really opened up to. And I've understood it. I never expand into it until the last 2 days. And when you choose to expand into here, it opens out a crisp new paradigm for you to experience. Life is easy when we look at it as an easy adventure. But we've been taught by history that life is struggle, war, everything. Egotistical arrogance runs the world. How do we listen to talk rather than somebody that's actually done it? You know, like a whistleblower. The whistleblower goes through so much havoc that it isn't worth going to. This corporate-dominated world we live in would rather see things happen illegally and even kill 20 miners like happened in West Virginia. They think by cutting regulations, by cutting this, cutting that we're actually going to expand, which is a fallacy. It's innovation. We've outsourced all the innovation. We haven't done anything in here. We, as human beings, just like this country, we have corporate farms, we have corporations running K Street. We've outsourced the inner grandeur of this country and outsourced the inner economic stability of this country. And when you allow outside sources to dictate your life, you're just like that. You allow outside sources to dictate everything to you. It's about freeing up who you are. And it's about really letting go of the money game. It's time to expand out of the money and soar above the money game and get into the wisdom, the bridge of wisdom. That's where your life will expand. It's a bridge of wisdom. We're so ingrained that money is the answer to everything. The only thing money is an answer for is innovation. That is energy. That's your reward. It's like when we take care and something comes easy and people are going to offer your money for your services, how many times do you say no? I know I have many times. but it's about bringing it up in here to be who we are and live our desired life. Freedom we experience happens inside ourselves. That's what life is all about, freeing that inside us to be who we are in every way. Once we choose to experience life, life becomes free. And it's open to who we are and give everything about us to who we are. The wisdom of the world and the wisdom that expands inside you. It's are you open to seeing your everyday life as an expanding adventure? That's what life is about. It has nothing to do with money. It's about innovation, wisdom, love, laughter, opening out new paradigms, quit wanting things, desiring to expand the world to where this is at. Everybody's become selfish. It's all about me, and we live in this little world. It's all about me, and it's about everything. Oh, and look where we're at in this economic meltdown. And that's how this really opens out to be a shallow thing. Money as your purpose in life is like a dollar bill backbone. And this is what a dollar bill backbone is. I don't have a dollar with me here, but I'll show you what a dollar bill backbone does. Here's a dollar bill backbone. Look at this, a dollar. And if you have a backbone and a dollar bill and you do everything for money, this is what happens. Either you bend over or you're flopping in the wind. And you stick your head in the sand, which part of your anatomy is sticking the highest? Your ass. You get kicked by everybody that walks by, and when you're popping in the wind, you follow anything. And I've done that. But it's time for us people to unleash that innovation within us. That's what this is all about. And the money has become the measuring stick of everything in the world. All money is an energy. It's like wisdom. Wisdom's an energy. Would you rather have $1 million, $1 million worth of energy out there through innovation facilitate money every day? You can fish for a day, or you can eat for a day when somebody gives you a fish, or you can learn to fish and eat every day. It's your choice. What is it? And everybody... let me step up here. I read an article today that Slade was saying $5 gas is good for the country. And she had very, very, very hard comments at the end of it. How can you say $5 a gallon gas when people are already struggling? Saying that's good for people because that's what do everybody good. And that's what happens. We're looking for everybody to do it for us because if it's easy, it's got to be good. It's easy when you look at it being good. What wisdom do you have inside yourself that will really open you up and expand you into the innovation you choose to experience to expand your life? Life isn't about doing anything more than what you have inside you. It's in here. This is where it all has to open up to be free and let loose. And when we use words that close you down, have you ever never wanted or needed something or are you asking for more? It's being satisfied where you're at in life because it's where you're at in life. Can you ask and have desire? Yeah. Yes, you can. But the desires have to have action behind them and let go of everything that you've ever experienced. How can you know what you know, expect to have new come in your life? Because what you know is what you know, and that's what you're living. That is what this here is all about. It's about opening up a crisp new way to experience life. And when you can open up on the inside and feel the tingling of your backbone, feeling the wealth going down it, wealth is just winning every day, affluent, fluently living, totally in harmonious, living tremendous harmony in all facets of your life. How does that feel? Tremendous harmony in all facets of your life. That's what wealth is when it's in right in here. This is where it's at. This is where it will expand and live your life to free you up and move you forward. And as you expand your life, you expand everything else. But it's letting go of having to have everything in a materialistic world. When you open up to spiritual greatness within you, your life opens up to a new paradigm. And that's right. And freedom comes to those who are willing to experience life in a picture-perfect way. And as you're really looking for everything in life, you're always looking. It's when you see yourself experiencing it before it even happens. It's right here. You got to see it and experience it, but you got to start seeing it in your everyday life as you move through your everyday life. It's about this. It's in here. And what I did for me is I quit listening to a lot of the gurus and started listening to me in here. This is where you listen to expand your life. It's right here. This is where you expand to listening to everything you desire. The freedom of life opens out to new paradigms when you open up right here. This is the liberating savant right here. This is your liberation. And that is where your wealth is. When you have wealth here, you have wealth in the real world. And then when you start feeling that tingle go down the back through the spine, down into your legs, that is a free-flowing relief to expand your life. And that's what we do in this world, is we free ourselves by being who we are in a picture-perfect way. Are we human beings? Are we spiritual beings? No. Reflecting light and magnetism, because we are 48 volts. Are we a reflection of the Christ within? Are we a reflection of this? What are we? It doesn't matter. It's what are you willing to expand through to live that desired life. That's what this is all about. And yes, I do move around, but life is energy. And life is energy. And you are energy. Are you enterprising energy? Are you dictated to energy by outside sources? It's all up to you. It doesn't matter. But it's, you can have $1 million waiting for somebody else to beat you to work doing what they want you to do. And that's what the world is. We're being baited into what the corporate society wants us to do. You know, here's something to think about. All the political science education comes basically from the same book. So all it is different ideologies. And what is the difference between a Republican and Democratic ideology? There isn't none. They have the same agenda, just different rhetoric. And all you hear today is cut. You never, ever hear expand. So where are you going to expand? What is your expansion to expand the world back into prosperity? That's what the world is looking for, is your wisdom to expand the prosperity. But what I really chose to do to really expand in here to the wealth, I began listening to my visions to expand my life. And it's like the electrical trade. I'm an electrician, and I still work as an electrician. But is it really working, or is it a revenue stream that God and the universe are providing me while I'm expanding my life? To me, it's how God and the universe provide me with a pathway to expand my life. Because electricity is life. Everything in life is a theory. There is no absolutes. Oh, yeah, we have it down pat. And are you listening to people? Are they actually doing things to expand you? Because I listen to a lot of the teachings that's going on out there, and a lot of it's conscious. And we think we're in the subliminal in the spirit. The spirit is your spirit is already waiting for you where you're going. And that's something you have to remember and open out to, because your spirit is already waiting for you. And that's what we're really opening up to. And I want to welcome everybody on the SOP Radio Network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and this is being streamed live stream. This is about freeing everything we do to live in our way. It's liberating here. You got to really open up to feel the wealth. And by letting go of the material world, can you enjoy the world, the material things? Yes. But when the wealth is beaming from right here and all your chakras are open because you chose to expand, energize, experience, and enterprise your life. You're an enterprising savant, but you're also a gallant knight riding across the prairie to save the world with your innovation. And that's what we'll do. When people choose to open up their innovation, your life will expand. Self-educated are the ones that will expand the world back into prosperity. It seems like it's always been. The self-educated has always been the ones that done the innovation and inventions. And yes, scientists have a lot, don't get me wrong. But however, they have to step back and use some common sense and some mystic sources too. It's mystical wizard within you that you listen to when you choose to move forward. That's what opens you up in here. This is it. I'm showing you my pathway, and that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. Is I teach my journey, and I use my journey that expanded me. And if it didn't expand me, I will not use it on anybody. I will not even tell anybody about it. But when you read all the other books out there and you start following that, you become a follower of that writer. I tell people straight up, everything I say is only a guide. And it's when you read with your vision in mind, listen to your visions, your life expands. When you listen in your everyday life, eavesdrop on the wisdom of the world, you listen with your vision in mind in the forefront of your third eye. And that will expand you to where you're going. Life is about living freedom in every way. But however, we're so caught up in the cheapness and the selfishness of this world, it's hard to get there. This has been a 13-year journey to get to where I'm at today. And there has been trials and tribulations. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you're going to expand through life with any challenges, you're fooling yourself. And that's what's happened. We're fooling ourselves. We're staying in the corporate game. And even CEOs and people in corporate America are figuring this out and understanding this. So when they figure it out, you know that's something that's a challenge. It's about you opening this out and really letting go. Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I have a Letting Go CD and a Money Is My Friend CD. And I've listened to both of them CDs. That's what's expanded me. They're on bwisdom.com, www.b-wisdom.com. And when you listen, Money Is My Friend, it's going to open you out to a new paradigm. And letting go does not let go in the conscious. It lets go in your bones, in all your cells, in every facet of your body, begin to let go. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is. I'm a coach from the inside out. And that's where I finally understand. In the last 2 days, my wealth is in here. And when you open up to let go in your DNA and the encrypted prosperity consciousness in your DNA, that letting go CD will encrypt a poverty conscious mindset in your DNA, heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And when you listen to money as my friend, it is going to open you out to a new paradigm. Because you're going to understand how much you really bring money. And when you choose to bust from the money game, you're going to expand into a whole new game. And that's what this is all about, expanding into a whole new game by soaring above the money game and being in here. And I made the soaring above the money game CD. And that is where this is about now. And that's what this is about. It's soaring above the money game, being the eagle of wisdom. And sending forth your idyllic innovation. That's what this is all about. And when you love what you do, you love yourself. And when you laugh at the world and you can laugh, you open out and you let go of the stress of life. Laughter is letting go of the stress of life. People say I'm so stressed out. They are stressed out because they're letting outside sources dictate their life to them. When you let outside sources dictate your life, you're going to live in stress, poverty, and everything else. The wealthy people take to the world. The working people are dictated to. We think we're not, but we are. I am. And I stand up. And I've been called troublemaker. But here's something I always think about. The men that always get the country their freedom were called troublemakers by the Tories. And the British, the King of England called the colonists and General Washington troublemakers. You know, when you choose to open up to be a troublemaker, you're unleashing that entrepreneurial within yourself, because you got to be too hard-headed, quick, too stubborn, know when you're beat. That is one of the things. And we're getting down to the last 2 minutes here, and I want to talk about Tom Ski and Sherry Gillum with Be First Inc. Marketing. Marketing, marketing is marketing with wisdom. And Tom has 330,000 followers. Tom can put you in front of millions of people a day because of the newspaper articles and everything Tom does. And his website there is www.befirstinc.com. And Tom also has all tied up productions where he's promoting bands and doing this, promoting people. And that's what Tom does, is promote people into living their desired life. And that's what we're doing here, is promote people. The world leaders that the world is looking for is you. All the world is looking for is to see you. That's what's going to move the world forward. And then there's Be Wisdom Publishing. That's where we're going to publish books and promote the authors. It's self-publishing in a new way. But we'll promote the authors through radio shows, Tom's company, and with them. And all my CDs are available at www.be-wisdom.com. But check Tom out. Tom is one wise marketer, and he will market you with wisdom, and he will expand your business. And Sherry, she's a silent. She's very, very, very artistic. And very creative and enterprising energy, and that's what she is. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And my website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And this is about expanding life and energizing you to be the success you choose to be. When you get the wealth right here, you'll live the wealth outside. And that's what this is all about. And I really want to thank everybody for being on the show, SOP Radio, Blog Talk Radio, or Cowboy Wisdom on Blog Talk Radio, and live stream. And I want to thank you all, and I'm going to say good night, and may your days always be blessed.